Hi friends, my name is Dr. Sindra Kampoff, a national leader in the field of sport and performance psychology. Every week, I'm on the local radio sharing my top tips on exactly how to develop the mindset of the world's best so you can accomplish all your dreams. Get ready for a jam-packed episode focused on practical tips to help you get after your goals and step out of your comfort zone. Let's go.
It's time to check in with Sindra Kampoff. Today, we're talking about three ways to be your best. And Sindra, you always start us off with a good quote.
I like this quote by Jim Rohn, and he said, work harder on yourself than you do your job.
Harder on yourself than you do your job. What inspired this particular topic for us today?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about how it's so much more difficult to lead ourselves than it is to lead others. You know, we can be the hardest person to lead. And we're working against really our brain's hardwiring to show command over ourselves. And what I mean by command is command over our emotions or our attention. And it can seem like a lot easier to lead others, right? To help other people maybe hit their deadlines or be on time or follow through with their commitments. But it's hard to lead ourselves to really manage our own kind of self-talk and the trash in our head that we can experience. And today, that's what we're going to be talking about, three ways to be our best to lead ourselves.
Okay, so why are our thoughts so important in leading ourselves?
Well, our brain is really hardwired to see what's missing, right? And so instead of what we have, and so it's hardwired to see the negative perspective in any situation. And so we have to lead ourselves first. What that means to me is that we really activate our self-command muscle, lead ourselves in an intentional way. And the first step, you and I have talked about this a lot, that the heart of really taking command over our thoughts is to really be aware of our thoughts. And think about how your mind is like an engine that drives you, right? It powers everything you do. It powers your emotions, your actions, ultimately what you do with your life. And so today we're going to be talking about three ways to be your best and lead yourself.
Okay, so as we start thinking about leading ourselves, what is the first principle that you want to share with everyone?
Well, whatever you think about yourself, you become. And I think that's really important just to remember. And the most powerful phrase that you can say in your own mind is an I am statement. You know, I used to let myself in my own mind say, like, I'm a procrastinator, which really isn't true. Like, I don't procrastinate. But then I will become more of that, right? And I think what's important is just to remind yourself that you can train your mind to level up your own belief in yourself. And whatever you put I am behind in your own mind is really important. So, you know, you'd ask yourself, what do I need to believe about myself to really lead myself and step into my potential? And even writing those things down can help you step into that more often.
That is perfect. And what's another principle that we can use to lead ourselves?
I think the second principle is, like, thoughts only have power if you actually believe them. And I love this concept by Daniel Amen, where he talks about automatic negative thoughts or ants, you know, and we talked about this before too. But it's helped me a lot in my own life to realize, hey, my thoughts are just automatic, just like yours. And I don't always choose my thoughts, but I can decide how I respond to them. And I can address, you know, this disempowering thoughts that hold me back. And I think, remember that you don't have to believe everything you think. And they only have power if you decide to really believe those automatic negative thoughts.
So what's the last principle that we can use in order to help lead ourselves?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to do things we don't want to do. Maybe we need to feel, like, motivated to do it. And so the third principle would just be, you can act independent of how you feel. And so what I mean by that is, just because maybe you feel frustrated or angry doesn't mean you have to act in that way. Or just because you feel like you don't want to get up in the morning and exercise doesn't mean that you don't follow through. And I think if you just see how you're feeling or your emotions with a lens of curiosity, just remember you can act independent of how you feel. And so, you know, you can ask yourself, you know, what activates my negativity or what activates me not following through? And just remember, just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean that has to dictate what you do or your actions.
Sindra, is there a final point for us today?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, each day, just take time to set your intention to really master your mind and lead yourself first. And, you know, the first is to notice your thoughts and the beliefs that are holding you back, and choosing more powerful self-talk to really help you step into your own potential and your vision for your future.
How would you summarize today for us?
I would say, you know, leading yourself can be very difficult because our brain is hardwired to see what's missing. So instead, you can lead yourself with the things we talked about today. Number one, what do you think about yourself you become? Number two, thoughts only have power if you believe them. And number three, you can act independent of how you feel. I think this is important because, you know, Hence, thinking really doesn't lead to success, but you can be really intentional with your thinking, and that does.
And what's the power phrase this week?
Short and simple, I lead myself today.
Sindra, how do we get in touch with you and follow your work?
You can head over to Dr. Sindra, so drcindra.com, and you can find out information about our coaching and speaking over there.
Way to go for finishing another episode of the High Performance Mindset. I'm giving you a virtual fist pump. Holy cow, did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, remember to subscribe, and you can head over to Dr. Sindra for show notes and to join my exclusive community for high performers, where you get access to videos about mindset each week. So again, you can head over to Dr. Sindra, that's drcindra.com. See you next week.